China final round, 70, a 2 under par total. It's been a tough week really all round, hasn't it?
Yeah, I clearly didn't have my A game this week, but it is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it now. I just have to move on and try and get better.
You have a week off next week. You're not in Gullen, but you're obviously going to look forward to the Open Championship in Carnoustie in a couple of weeks' time. Have you played Carnoustie much? Obviously, through the Dunhill links, this be your first Open there?
Yeah, look, the Carnoustie is going to be a different kettle of fish at the Open. It doesn't play easy. Carnoustie never plays easy, but it plays easier at the Dunhill. So yeah, I've been there. I've obviously played the Dunhill for 8 years or something, so I've played there quite a bit, and I'm looking forward to getting there obviously, but I'm looking forward to a few days off first.
Golf can be a cruel mistress in many ways, Shane, and it can be tough at times when things aren't going your way. And I know you've always said that it's a difficult game, and it is a difficult game, but you can't force it, so you can't, you just have to let it happen.
No, look, listen, I'm very lucky to do what I do, but at times you wonder would you be better off doing something else, and that's the way, you know, I felt over the last while a little bit. You know, people on the outside just look in and see the good stuff and see the money that you're capable of earning and stuff, so you know, that's all they can see. But I've just found it difficult over the last while, and I'm losing patience with the game, to be honest. But I need to go step away for this week and try and reassess what I'm doing, because I've got 5 weeks now to try and play hard and keep my US Tour card and play as well as I can and get myself back up to world rankings. And you know, that's the plan for the next 5 weeks. But first of all, I'm looking forward to a few days off, like I said, and I'll see. I'll go away, I'll do a bit of practice. I need to sit down with Neil and Dermot, to be honest, and find out what I need to do and what they think I need to do, and we'll try and work on that over the next few days.
It can be a lonely place. I mean, you know, you say you're thinking of taking up something differently. I'm sure you don't mean that literally, Shane.
No, I don't mean that. Listen, God, yeah, it is a lonely... Like, yesterday afternoon, it's probably as bad as I felt leaving the golf course in a while. And it's, you know, I'm out here trying so hard to do well for my friends and my family and all the Irish people that are here and all the people that expect you to do well, and you know, it just didn't happen. Maybe I tried too hard, maybe I wanted it too much, and yeah, I just have to learn from that and go away.
That's it. Expectation can be tough as well, and the weight of that sometimes can be a little bit tricky to deal with, and particularly here at home. I mean, everybody wants a bit of you, both off the course as well. You finish your round here, you know, everybody wants a photograph and an autograph. That's a part of it you enjoy, but there's a lot of demands at your home Open, isn't there, outside of the golf?
Yeah, like, you know, I'm used to, when I shoot a bad score, I'm used to coming off and not having to talk to anyone. So especially yesterday, coming off and knowing that was probably what was bugging me coming down the last few holes, I knew I was going to have to talk to people. But look, it is what it is. I just should be better. I'm disappointed a bit in myself this week. I feel like my golf was good enough, you know. Tuesday and Wednesday, I had quite high expectations of myself after my practice rounds. But sure, look, it is what it is. Nothing I can do about it now. I just need to move on.
In the random lottery of life, being a professional golfer is not the worst draw of the cards, Shane. No. And, you know, you're travelling around the world. You're seeing nice places. You're making a nice living at it. You know, it's a case of, as I say, just it'll happen at some stage. And if it does, it does. And if it doesn't, so be it.
Yeah, look, I always say, I'm very lucky to do what I do for a living. There's a lot of worse things to be doing anyway. And there's not too many better things to be doing. But look, yeah. That's all I can say. Like, I do love what I do at times. I hate it, but sure, look, everyone does with their job, and I've got the Open Championship, which is very exciting to look forward to, and you know, even the PGA Championship after that. So I've got 2 majors in the next 5 weeks, and yeah, other than that, yeah, life is good.
And finally, obviously, Ballyliffin has been a great venue for the Irish Open. It's a terrific golf course, but this is just a sensational area as well. I know you were tweeting about it the other day, and I've seen a bit of it myself for the first time. It's as good as you get anywhere in the world.
You know, Ireland, Donegal, I've heard things about Donegal in the past, and I've never really been up here to see it, but this week we've seen the best of Donegal this week, and what a place it is. And I definitely love to come back here for a few days break. I love travelling around Ireland, and I love going on holidays around Ireland, so hopefully I'll get to come back here soon.